Visiting with Dave Sherry. He is a candidate for the Boone Park Board. Dave, good to have you join us. Thanks so much.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
So let's let everybody know, again, you are putting your name out there to be a candidate for the Boone Park Board. We've got a couple of openings on the Park Board this time. We know, but we've talked about it in the past, I think. Park Board, it's also our tree board. It also takes care of the cemetery. A lot of different hats to wear.
Yeah, there are, you know, and I think just things like the street trees is something that a lot of people don't think about as being related to the park board, but all those streets in the right-of-way, or all those trees in the city right-of-ways along the streets, you're talking a lot of trees and a lot of tree stumps.
Oh, yes. There's a lot. Especially after we did unfortunately, the ash trees that had to go. City's made pretty good progress on that. Let's go back to the beginning here. Yourself, of course, in Boone, resident, been here for quite a while, and had a lot of interest in public service.
Yeah, I enjoy volunteering. We've been here since January of 2001, and I've been involved in several different boards and volunteering doing a handful of different things around town while we've been here, and we enjoy that. We think it's a great way to give back to a community that's given a lot to us. We've raised three kids in Boone, have loved living here. We've made a lot of great friends in Boone. It's been a great community for our family, and you know, volunteering and giving back is just something that feels right.
You have that background, having been out at the camp for a long time, activities that are outdoors related stuff. You still have a lot of things that you do outdoors.
Yeah, so I spent 18 years as the executive director of the Y Camp. I've actually was running camps even before that, so I've been running camps for 25 years. And then the last 4 years, I've been running my own business, which is providing support and consulting to a number of camps around the country and other nonprofits.
Okay. So let's talk a little bit about actually for the park board itself. So most people have something that they're really following or heavily involved with, whether it be trails or playground equipment, things like that. You're kind of looking at this as kind of all-encompassing.
Yeah, so, you know, part of what I do now for a living is I work with organizations to take a kind of a wide look at what's going on in the organization, or a high-elevation look, some people might say, and then help them put together a plan and develop strategies to accomplish the goals that they have in front of them, or to get caught up on things that they've fallen behind on. And we've got a great park system, beautiful parks. We've got a wonderful parks director. I think Mike does a great job. He's got a good staff. But there's a lot.
There's a lot of park.
There's a lot of park and a lot of space. And unfortunately, we have fallen behind on some maintenance and upkeep and replacement of things. And I really want to focus my time to do the skills and the things that I use every day at work to put together a plan to do some assessments, identify the priorities for the parks, and then put those together in a strategic plan as to what are our priorities as a community, and how do we start addressing those over the next 3 to 5 years, working with not only the Parks Commission, but with City Council, with local foundations, with private donors and other stakeholders that would be interested. And how do we get things, how do we get caught up on deferred maintenance?
Sure. To get that caught up and then start take a look at what should be one of our top capital priorities.
Yeah.
Because those capital projects are always those pretty expensive ones.
They are, and we need to be planning for them, right? We need to know what are the expenses that we have coming up, what are the deferred expenses, things that we just haven't been able to get to, and how do we balance those with the new things? We've got several parks that need upgraded or new playground equipment.
I can remember some. It's been there a long time, yeah.
And there needs to be a plan for that. And so how are we working with the city and with other stakeholders in the community to start looking out 3 years, 5 years, 10 years, and putting together a plan to address those needs. We've got roofs on our facilities that need to be taken care of, the pool building, of course, playgrounds, which we've mentioned. A lot of needs.
And playgrounds are not inexpensive. I think that's probably what shocks most people when they some of the cost of playgrounds to have them done and installed.
Oh, they're really expensive. Yeah, they're really expensive. And there's not only the cost in purchasing the equipment, but in installing it. That's a specialized, specialized thing.
Pool, you mentioned that. I do know when you we take a look at our pool, and people will say, "Oh, yeah, the new pool, 20 plus years old. It's got years on it already." They try, and I mean, there's some regular routine maintenance, obviously, needs to be done. And but there's, I mean, what do we look? Do we look at having, you know, so far it's still operating very well.
Yeah, we've got a great staff, and I think that I think the park staff and Darcy have all done what they can with the resources that they have. I've managed pools for years, or supervised the management of pools for years, and I can tell you that they're expensive, and you know, the chlorine and just the operations of a pool are hard on equipment.
Oh.
And so I think that the pool operations is doing really well as far as equipment is working. Mm-hmm. I walk at the pool in the mornings and at noon, I guess, in the summertime, and it's a great pool, but there's deferred maintenance with that building, and we need to start planning for reinvesting in equipment moving forward as well. And that's really, really my vision, is how do we put ourselves on a plan to get things brought up to a speed as to where they need to be, replace the things that need to be replaced, and start putting funds away for future investments that we know that we're going to be needing to do at some point.
Well, I do know, you know, one among the other things they talk about, well, we actually have those pickleball courts now,
right,
at the north side of town, but the tennis courts itself, it's been a number of years since that's been resurfaced. Another capital project.
Yeah, and there's lots of them, lots of projects like that. And, you know, the thing is, Jim, it all takes money, right? And the park board just doesn't have the money to do all the projects at once. But I believe that we can go through and identify what our priorities are by talking to the other park commissioners, the park staff, city council, and the community as a whole, listening to folks and identify what those are, what are the priorities that we want to spend our money on. And then I think once we put together a plan, we can go back to city council and we can go to other funding sources and say, sure, this is what we'd like to do. Here's our plan on how to address these things. You know we can't do them all in 1 year, but maybe over the next 3 to 5 years, these are the ones we want to address first. And if we start planning out, not just for this year, but for the next several years, on how and where those dollars are going to go, then we get everybody around a table and we start to figure which of these are we going to fundraise for, which of these are we going to write grants for, which of these can we go back to the city and ask for additional help with. And I think that the city would be willing to have those conversations if they could see a long-range plan, if they could see how, well, if you're going to ask us for money for this today, how do we know you're not going to come back and ask for something else tomorrow? If we can come present a long-range plan, and this is what we're doing, and this is the things we're going to focus on and make our priorities, and this is what we think it's going to cost and why we've chose them, then it's easier to sit down with people and start to lay out your vision and work towards something. So, you know, I have things I'm interested in, of course, that I would love to see, but really more than anything, I want to use my experience with consulting operations, with property and facility maintenance, and with planning to put together a plan that we as a community can get behind to take care of our parks.
People, if they want to visit with you at all before they go vote, ask questions, get a better idea of what you're looking at, what you explain to them in person, what's the best way to go about getting a hold of you?
Well, I would love to hear from folks. The easiest way to get a hold of me is by email. They can reach me at Dave A. Sherry, that's S-H-E-R-R-Y, Dave A. Sherry at gmail.com. And I would love to hear your thoughts and ideas and suggestions. I'd love to meet for a cup of coffee and visit as well.
Good luck in the election.
I appreciate that. Thank you.